Before we get started with this episode, we wanted to thank everyone for your amazing support of this podcast. As our podcast community grows, we have added resources for each episode. So just visit our website to access blog posts and transcripts for each episode, or follow us on social media and email us anytime with your podcast suggestions to melanatedmoments@classicalmusicindy.org. Everybody, it's time for another episode of Melanated Moments in Classical Music. I'm Angela Brown.
And I'm Joshua Thompson. Angela, girl, I know for a fact you got some good stuff for us to gnaw on today. Mm-hmm. Who are we talking about today, Auntie?
Well, Joshua, baby, we are talking about a gentleman that not only performed jazz music on two different instruments, but also was at the helm of a highly rated jazz studies program at a prestigious university right here in Indiana.
Wait. Are we talking about who I think we're talking about?
Well, I don't know. Who do you think we're talking about?
I think we're talking about David Baker.
Yeah! Ding, 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 ding. You got it right, sugar. David Nathaniel Baker Jr. was born in Indianapolis, Indiana on December 21st, 1931. He was an American jazz composer, conductor, and musician. Baker attended Indianapolis Public Schools and graduated from my alma mater, Crispus Attucks High School.
Come on now. Yeah, come on.
At the time, was a segregated public school for African-American students. Not when I went there, but when he went there. He continued his education at Indiana University, another one of my alma maters, in Bloomington, Indiana, where he earned a bachelor's degree in music education in 1953 and a master's degree in music education in 1954. Baker began performing as a trombonist in Indianapolis during high school and college. Now, check this. He played in clubs along Indiana Avenue, the heart of the city's jazz scene in the late 1940s and early 1950s. He performed with the likes of Jimmy Cole, Slide Hampton, J.J. Johnson, and Wes Montgomery.
Yes.
He later credited the Hampton family, especially noted jazz trombonist Slide Hampton, for mentoring him in his early years.
Yes, and that whole family and all of them are still iconic, well-revered here. And if you are ever in Indianapolis and you're heading downtown on, I think it's on Capitol, there's a building, it's called Musicians Repair Shop.
Yes.
I spent so much time as a kid there.
Much time.
It's on the south side of the building. There is an entire mural with the likes of Jimmy Cole, J.J. Johnson, Wes Montgomery, and David Baker himself. Yeah, it's been there for years, and people drive right past it. And it's like, yeah, there's history that is on the walls painted for all time. And it is a stunning mural. It's awesome.
I'm going to have to go down there and check it out. But before we go down there and check it out, why don't we check out a piece from David Baker called Calypso?
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I was transported to a beach and the sun and umbrellas and a cool drink. And listen, it's the summertime and this feels every bit of vacation. I'm
okay,
here for
okay. I tell you, we have had so many jazz greats to come out of Indianapolis and Indiana University. And actually, this particular recording has one of our good friends on it. And that's Monica Herzig.
Yes. She is tremendous. Internationally, a local favorite. And she's such a sweet person.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Well, back to David Baker.
Okay, come on. Let's get back to it.
Now, Baker spent the early part of his career performing and recording in the United States and in Europe. But a facial injury suffered in an automobile accident in 1953 ended his career as a trombonist, but Baker switched to cello and turned his attention to teaching and musical composition. Now, how many musicians can go, okay, I done busted up my trombone playing jaw. Let me play the cello and still be the bomb.
Listen, if the face don't work, the fingers do. Wow. So let's.
And those fingers help to pin a lot of jazz compositions.
Absolutely.
In 1966, he joined the music faculty at the Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, where he introduced jazz studies as an academic discipline. And it was accepted as an academic degree program in 1968. Making it one of the earliest to be established in an American university.
This is major because this is also at a time where a lot of folks were not thinking that jazz was even acceptable music, let alone a field of study that was worthy of academia. And he was like, but it is, and here's, and I'm going to teach it.
And Baker eventually became an IU Distinguished Professor of Music. Okay, serving as chair of the Jazz Studies Department and as an adjunct professor in the African American and African Diaspora Studies Department. Nice. Baker was among the first to codify the largely oral tradition of jazz. He is credited with writing 70 books, including several on jazz, and writing 400 articles.
Prolific, and it's ridiculous. I'm going to circle back because I had a question, or I'm assuming a question that maybe our audience has is, the show was called Melanated Moments in Classical Music, and here we go highlighting a jazz great. There's a reason why, and I tell you what, before we tell you why or pontificate on why, Angela, do you get another song for us?
Yes, I do. David Baker had a vast canon of music from instrumental, and he also did art songs.
Right.
So this next piece that we want to highlight is entitled...
And I think I know what it is.
What's
because between you and me and both, I play it.
Okay, what's it called? Let me write this down. What's it called?
It's called A Good Assassination Should Be Quiet.
Swing him piously heavenward.
right. Okay. You know, I performed this one, usually not with vocalists. I had a wonderful opportunity to do this at the Jazz Kitchen in Indianapolis back in March with a trombonist, Richard Dole. I love this piece because he is bridging the gap between art song and maybe what some people would consider new classical music, perhaps somewhat atonal. However, there's a reason it has so much tension and sounds crunchy because Mari Evans was not playing with nobody when it comes to the text of this, because she wasn't.
And that is why we are featuring him in Melanated Moments in Classical Music, because you definitely have to know counterpoint theory, all those things that a classical musician needs to know in order to pin something like that and for it to be so powerful.
I agree. Like, even between this piece and the last piece too, I could hear that calypso being arranged for, you know, a small chamber group, because it's very, has some kind of classical delineations to it. And this one as well, he's, like you always say, using all the tools in his tool belt.
Yes.
And he brings his full self and his experience and musical knowledge and puts it on paper. And he is so masterful at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in addition to his masterfulness, he served as a musical and artistic director of the Smithsonian Jazz Masters Orchestra from 1991 to 2012. Wow. In these roles, he became a leader and mentor to many of the next generation of jazz musicians. Some of his noted students, check this out, included Michael Brecker, Randy Brecker, Peter Erskine, Jim Beard, Chris Botti, Sean Pelton, Jeff Hamilton, and Jamie Ebersole.
If you are a student who's trying to learn jazz and how to improv, you already have all those books and the CDs where you hear Jamie Ebersole counting off, and every student of jazz has a collection of Jamie Ebersole methods and books in their house.
There you go. Oh my goodness. So before we play his last piece, Baker died on March 26th, 2016, at the age of 84 in Bloomington, Indiana, from complications due to Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. He left us a canon of music that we will always be able to look back on. I mean, so much that the jazz community and the classical community can always go back and glean from.
Absolutely. Now, I've got a question for you, Angela. Did you have an opportunity to work with, or when you were at IU? Because again, he is a name nationally, internationally, but especially here in Indiana, where it's like, you came from the school of David Baker. So where are you at in this whole?
You know, I did get a chance to work with Mr. Baker, but it wasn't, I actually spoke at a program that he was honored at here in Indianapolis. But of course I knew David Baker and I've sung his music, and I did a concert actually that had his music and Mari Evans' music. I was doing a Indiana tribute in a section. So yes, I definitely knew David Baker, and he was a sweet man and very unassuming, just chill. He was a chill jazz cat. You know.
Of course he was. He grew up on the avenue. Are you kidding me? That's what you do. You just show up and do the thing.
Definitely. So we want to listen to his Bowling Suite for cello and jazz piano. Thank you. He's on Melanated Moments in Classical Music. Did you hear that mashup?
When I tell you, Angela, the very beginning opens up and it's almost undeniable. This sounds very much like Bach. This sounds very much like the folks who are coming out of that Baroque into that new classical. This is expert. And then he puts the beat down and you're like, oh, we're doing something totally different with this. This is such a fun listen.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yes, it was.
So if anyone is ever wondering, is there a conversation and relationship happening between classical music and jazz? The answer is yes. And if you want someone to script the conversation for you, David Baker's the person who does it. And he does it very well every time. Brilliant selections, Angela. Like, really, really fun. Kind of out of left field, but thank you. Thank you for...
Well, I'm glad that you came on over to right field to enjoy some of it. And until next time, I'm Angela Brown.
And I'm Joshua Thompson.
And this has been Melanated Moments in Classical Music.
Melanated Moments in Classical Music is a production of Classical Music Indie. Our producer is Ezra Baker Trupiano. Season 3 production assistants are Okara Imani and Samantha Hoyer. Our theme music was composed by Laura Cartman.
Season 3 of Melanated Moments in Classical Music was made possible in part by Jim and Sarah Lutens. We thank them for their generous support.
As a fan of this award-winning podcast, we need your help today to create future episodes. You can make Season 4 a reality by texting MMCM to 202-858-1233. Your support includes exclusive content, playlists, and other perks to thank you for helping us share the stories of even more exceptional Black artists on the podcast. Our podcast partners are Morning Brown Incorporated.
And finally, if you'd like to join us in the celebration of the Black experience in the world of podcasting, check out our friends at the Black Podcasting Awards website.